Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. Welcome to ICE Ministry on www.blogtalkradio.com. Your hosts are Deacon Roy and Evangelist Christine Talley. ICE Ministries is an inspirational Christian encouragement ministry. Praise God. When our motto is, when nobody can, God can. Y'all, that song, I Feel Like Going On. You're welcome to the ICE Ministries broadcast because we feel like going on. And we want y'all to feel like going on. Open up your hearts, open up your mind, and let Jesus in. Let him be your leader. Deacon Talley, are you here? Amen. Praise God. I feel like going on. Yes, sir.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. This is Deacon Talley, and we are certainly glad to be with you tonight. And we are just delighted for another day that the Lord has made.
Yes, sir.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to let y'all listen to a little bit more music, and then we're going to come back in with prayer. Hallelujah. Deacon, praise God.
I'd like to talk to you about getting on when things are not going quite so well. I woke up.
Lord, a special prayer goes out for Sister Janice Young. Lord.
Yes.
Lord, she's having trouble with her back, Lord, but you're the ultimate physician, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you ease that pain, Lord.
Lord,
let her have a good night's rest.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, let her be able to walk up straight.
And
whatever's going on in her back,
yes,
Lord,
we
know you can correct it,
you
Lord.
You can correct it, Lord. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus,
In the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Lord, just...
Lord, bless the... Each and everyone who are sick in their homes, Lord, bless them, Lord. The nursing home, the hospitals, Lord, the bereaved families, Lord, give them
yes,
to go through.
To go
Lord, bless and heal our sick nation.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
For, Lord, we want to thank you for being so good to us.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we want to thank you for giving us the right mind. And the right way to go, hallelujah. Lord, bless our president, our senators, our vice president.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, bless our congressmen, Lord. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus. Lord, bless our superintendents, our bishops, our ministers, our elders. Lord, our missionaries, our evangelists, Lord, our apostles, Lord. Lord, you know them all. Bless those who have authority. In your kingdom
yes,
and
Lord.
In your way.
In your way.
Bless,
Lord.
Lord. Bless the lay people, Lord. Bless, Lord. In Jesus' name,
Jesus
Lord.
Name, Lord.
We're asking you to bless. Bless us all one by one. Hallelujah. And name by name. Lord, we're asking you to pave the way for us, Lord. Pave the way for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name,
Jesus
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Lord, we know that our police officers need to be covered. We
cover
know that
Lord,
people
cover.
Have tendency to do things, but Lord, give them the mind to do the right things, to work in the right way, to walk in the right way. Lord, we're asking you to heal our nation. We know we're living in a sick nation, but heal our nation, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we don't know what's coming. But, Lord, whatever comes, whatever that's set forth to come our way, help us, Lord. Help us to be able to acknowledge what we need to do and how we need to do it. Lord, in Jesus' name, we're praying.
Yes,
we're
Lord.
Asking you to guide us, Lord.
Guide us, Lord.
Teach us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lead us, Lord.
Order our steps.
Protect us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, yes. Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Lord, bless our pastor and wife as they venture on their vacation, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you control that ship, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, don't let any danger come upon them.
Yes, Lord.
Let them have a safe return back home.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus need a worthy praise, Deacon. Come on now, let's do it good.
Hallelujah. Thank
That's
you,
the
Lord.
The highest praise we can give you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Nobody greater than God.
Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody.
Hallelujah.
I looked high and low.
couldn't find nobody, nobody great, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody, nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Than the Lord Jesus. Nobody's greater than Jesus. Hallelujah. Deacon, if those of you who would like to call the broadcasting station, you can call us. This is a free call. 1-646-716-9519. The free number to call is 1-646-716-9519. 1-9. Deacon, hallelujah. Are we ready to read the word of God with scriptures, Deacon? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, we are. We are going to read today
from our Holy Bible.
From the King James.
Yes,
Bible.
Yes, sir.
Romans chapter 10.
Yes. All right. And that's Paul reminds Israel of the necessity of believing in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And it reads in chapter 10, it says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved.
Amen.
For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God.
All right.
For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law. Amen. That man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend unto heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and in thy heart did it, that is, the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord of all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not heard, believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Amen. Thank God for the reading of the word. Praise God. Salvation for all who believe. Hallelujah. Wonderful.
Salvation is free.
Yes, yes.
The only free thing we got around here is salvation.
Yes, sir. You have to pay for water. Yes, sir.
But you got to do that one little simple thing. In verse 9.
All right.
Verse 10, I mean.
Come on now.
Verse 9, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, verse
right.
9. That
if
is.
Thou confess with thy mouth. You got to open your mouth. You got to speak it into,
uh-huh.
into existence.
Yes.
Confess
the
with
Lord.
Thy mouth the Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And shall believe in thy heart.
Yes.
That God had raised him from the dead.
Yes.
Thou shalt be saved.
All right. Amen, Deacon.
And you got to say it and you got to believe it.
Come on now.
Amen. You can't just have lip service.
All right.
You got to say it with your mouth. You got to believe it in your heart.
Yeah.
If you do that, then you are saved.
And also, you got to live right.
Yes.
Do right. Be right with God. And
be right. Be right.
And with your fellow men, be right. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what God is trying to tell us here.
Yeah. Paul, Deacon.
Paul is trying to tell us.
Yeah, reminded
tell the
Israel.
People, tell
mm-hmm.
the people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Deacon, sometimes we think by being righteous that we are all, that's it. That's
mm-hmm.
it. That's not all it, Deacon. We can't just say that we're righteous and not be knowledgeable of the word of God and not be knowledgeable of God.
Mm-hmm.
Deacon, we got to do the things that God has written, that God has given men to write in this book.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be right. We got to do right. We got to live. We got to trust.
Mm-hmm.
Have faith. And believe in Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ is our Savior. He died on the cross for
mm-hmm.
us, Deacon.
Yeah.
And he rose on that third day. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Verse,
he's alive. Jesus is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Verse 12 says, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek.
Come on now.
For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
Right. So we need stuff, Deacon.
God is Lord for everybody.
Yes, and he got it all for us.
He's not just Lord for the Church of God in Christ.
Come on now.
He's Lord for the Baptist. He's Lord for the Catholic. He's Lord for the Methodist.
Come on now.
He's Lord for the one that's not even in church. He's still God.
For the sinners.
God for everybody.
He's God for everyone.
And it's not his desire that any man should perish.
Yes. He wants everybody to be saved. He wants everybody to be sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to give everybody salvation.
Amen.
Praise God. Salvation.
There's a song that says, "I'm so glad that the Lord saved me."
Come on now. All right.
I just popped in my mind.
Yeah,
I'm so glad the Lord saved me.
Come on, Deacon.
I don't even know the song, but it just popped in my head.
Save me.
If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? Glad the Lord saved me.
Amen. All right. That's all right. Say it from your heart and mind.
Yes.
You know, we don't know what we need to do except for we know we got to pray.
Yeah.
We know we got to live holy.
Yeah, we do.
We know we got to believe, trust, and have faith in God.
Uh-huh.
But without faith. Without belief. And trusting God. We don't know what we will be doing. We know what we will be doing. We know where we will be going. But we want to be sanctified. We want to be holy.
Yes.
We want to live right, that righteous life. Oh. We want to be knowledgeable in God's word. Mm-hmm. We don't want to just be out there like an imbecile, not understanding God's word, just mimicking what everybody say, not reading and studying. It says to study, to show thyself approved.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. Amen. We have to study, and we have to love one another. Even we got to love our enemies, Deacon.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. We know sometimes we might not get along with folk.
Uh-huh.
We know sometimes people just want to be picking at you. But, Deacon, we got to be strong. We got to be strong, hallelujah, in the word of God.
Amen.
So that we won't step backwards and fall and lose faith, lose our setting with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be able to move up a little higher, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't let the devil bring you down. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Amen. We're going to let you hear a little music, and then we'll be back with some more.
Thank the Lord for being alive today. Listen. I am a living testimony. I could have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. I am a living testimony. Having mercy on me, I didn't even deserve to be alive.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Deacon, do you have a testimony for Christ tonight? Hallelujah. We've been having a good time this week. We've been blessed, Deacon.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we have.
Thank God.
Yeah. I think my testimony this week is that I was a little sick in my body.
Well, come on now.
This week and part of last week.
Yes, sir.
And I just thank God that He delivered me.
All right, thank God.
I was having some dizziness.
Yes, yes.
And God just delivered me from it.
Yes.
I prayed and
took your medicine.
Took my medicine.
All right, amen.
And the Lord just took that dizziness away,
amen.
And I just thank Him for it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord for giving the doctors wisdom and knowledge and
mm-hmm.
all of this scientific understanding to help us get through our sicknesses. Praise God. But you know what, Deacon? Hallelujah. I just want to thank the Lord for this week.
Yeah.
And last week. You know, we've been busy, Deacon, ever since last week, trying to celebrate birthdays and our anniversary.
Mm.
We've been married for 39 years, thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh.
And look at how far we've come by faith. Look how far we have come by faith and what God has done for us, Deacon.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We can't let a day go by without praising the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to go on into the announcements, Deacon.
Yeah,
but
I
just want to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For being so remarkable to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that we need to fast and pray on our assigned days with our church. Go into your fasting and praying. Praise
mm-hmm.
God. And also, love one another. Be helpful to one another. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can call ICE Ministries. This is ICE Ministries number. It's 214-632-8069. Now, you can call that number and ask for prayer or give us your announcements or leave a message with your announcements on it. That number again is 214-632-8065. That's for ICE Ministries, where the host is Deacon Roy and Evangelist Christine Talley. Praise God. We are on fire for the Lord,
amen.
Deacon. We are here, we are alive, and we're still on fire for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Send
amen.
Your messages. You can go through on Blog Talk. You can go through on Facebook, Twitter. Praise God. Just send us a message at crt3447@aol.com. You can get a hold to us any way you feel like you can call us. Give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
And answer us on Facebook and Twitter and let us know, Blog Talk. Let us know how you are enjoying the service. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
We'd like everyone to please keep Sister Janice Young in your prayers.
Yes, yes.
As I mentioned earlier, she's having some issues with her back.
Yes.
Y'all just keep her up in prayer. Let's bombard heaven with
yes.
prayer.
Yes.
For Sister Janice Young.
Yes. Deacon, and also we need to pray for all the ones who are sick and shut in. We don't know them by name, but just say, Lord, help those who are sick. Lord, bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Give them healing grace, Lord. And also, Deacon, the bereaved families. Lord, give them strength.
Strength. Yes.
Lord, give them strength. We were in that position once before, and Lord, we needed strength. Lord,
mm-hmm.
give them strength. In Jesus' name we
yes.
pray. In
yes.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes. We also want to keep the Williams family up in prayer.
Yes, yes.
Sister Ray Williams,
yes.
Brother Wayne Williams.
Yes.
Her mother Williams,
yes.
her sister Catherine. Keep the
yes.
whole family up in prayer.
Yes.
They,
yes.
they've been going through as well, and
yes.
we want to keep them up in prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking about that Psalms 122:1, where it states, I was glad
uh-huh.
when they said unto me, let us into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Deacon, hallelujah. Aren't we glad we can go into the house of God?
Yes.
And lay all our problems on the altar and come back rejuvenated?
Come back light.
Yes.
That heavy burden be lifted.
Yes.
Up.
Yes.
You left it there on the altar.
Yes.
Now don't go back and pick it up. Leave it
all
there.
All right. Leave it there.
Leave it on the altar.
Leave all that trash there. Don't pick it up.
Yeah, don't pick it back up.
Don't pick it
you
up.
You take it to the altar. You leave it
leave
there.
It there. Leave it there.
And watch God change things.
Yes, he will. Prayer changes things. Come on now, Deacon.
Yeah.
Prayer changes things.
Prayer changes things.
Because we know what prayer will do.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, we do. We got some firsthand knowledge of
what
prayer
yes,
will
we do.
Do,
Deacon. We yes. both do. Amen. Gary does. Amen.
We know God will fix it.
He will fix it.
On my way home.
Hallelujah. We got about 4 minutes left. Do you want to go ahead and do benediction? Hallelujah. Because Jesus can fix it for us.
Yes, he can.
He can fix it. Nobody can. Jesus can.
Yeah, that old clock is
yes.
ticking
when
on around.
When nobody can, Jesus can. God can. Amen. Fix it for us. Amen.
Man.
Go ahead, Deacon. Benediction.
Lord, guide and direct us as we leave the airways again, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, but not from your grace and
yes.
mercy. Protect us throughout the week.
Yes.
As we go up and down the dangerous highways and
yes,
byways.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Go with us tomorrow, Lord.
Yes.
As we attend church services.
Yes.
Lord, you go there with us, Lord.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Meet us there,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you be in the service with us.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, until we meet again at the appointed place
yes.
and time.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Everybody, find a church to go to. Find somewhere to go to give God a holy praise. Praise God. Let him know how grateful you are for being here on this earth. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Deacon. What a joy knowing Jesus.
Knowing
what a
Jesus.
Joy knowing Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What it is a joy for us to know the Lord and to read about all of his work, all of his history in Jesus' name. from the Holy Bible. Praise God. King James Version. Praise God.
Amen. We'd like to just go over a few of these Bible emergency numbers.
Yes, come on now.
When you're having some issues.
Yes.
Like when you need your faith needs to be stirred up a little
come
bit.
Come on now.
You pick up your Bible and read Hebrews 11.
Come on.
Where it says, now faith.
Come on.
Is the substance of things hoped for.
Yes, sir.
And the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
Pick when you need. When you're worried.
Uh-huh.
When you have worry. Matthew 6:19-34.
All right. When you're in danger, read Psalms 91.
Yeah, 91.
When God seems far away, read Psalms 139.
Mm-hmm.
And when your faith needs stirring, Hebrews 11.
Yeah.
When you are lonely and fearful, when you grow bitter and critical, 1 Corinthians 13.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel down and out, Romans 8:31-39. And when you want peace and rest, Matthew 11:25-30.
Yes.
And when the world seems bigger than God, Psalms 90.
Psalms 90.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We will be back on the airways next Saturday at
9:30 p.m. Yes, sir.
We'd like for you to tune in again.
Yes, yes.
And give us a call.
Yes.
While we're on the air, we'd love to talk with you while
yes.
we're on the air.
Yes, that'd be wonderful, wouldn't
yes,
it? And also, Deacon, wait a minute, let me tell them, the way to salvation, read John 3:3.
3:3, all right.
And John 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
And Romans 10:9.
Romans 10:9.
Yes,
that's one of
yes.
the ones we went over tonight.
Yes, sir.
Romans
yes, sir.
Nine.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. And when they need relief in the time of sickness or pain, Psalms 38.
Psalms 38.
James 5:14-16.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 8:28. Praise God. And 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. Praise God.
Mm.
All right.
Come all right, on. Everyone.
We want to say goodnight to everyone.
Say goodnight, and we
want to thank
leave
y'all for listening to Blog Talk Radio, Ice Ministries broadcast.
And we're going to leave y'all with some cooling water.
Yes. The hope.
In a world of sin.
Let me thank you.
But grace and mercy, it took me in. Took my feet out. The miry clay and place them on a rock to stay. Oh, what a relief it was when God rescued me. He loosed the chains that had me bound and he set me free. And it felt like cooling water, cooling water. Cooling water.
Thank you for listening.